You're listening to the Hear Her podcast, brought to you by Divinely Sensitive. I'm your guidess, Heather Dressel, and I am so honored to be here with you today. Our modern world is loud. It's chaotic. It's designed to keep you living from the neck up, scrolling on your devices, stuck in your head and distracted from the most important things. You, the present moment, and the vast inner wisdom you arrived on this earth with. As an energy doula, I hold space for women to be exactly where they are, to embrace their intuition, their connection to their body, spirit, and nature, and to let go of the energy they don't need to carry. In the solo episodes this season, we're playing and exploring with the energy of release, the energy of letting go and surrendering to create space for new magic and clear divine connections. I'm sharing simple yet potent tools and practices to support you in weaving this energy of release into your daily existence. Because women, we hold so much. Sometimes we don't even know what we're holding or how heavy it is until we begin to loosen our grip and lay it down. What if you had a chance to quiet the chaos, tune in, and let go of what you didn't need to carry? How would that feel? What would that create space for? Join me today. Let's quiet the chaos, tune in, and hear her. She speaks your deepest truth. Welcome, my loves, to episode 63 of the Hear Her podcast. It is so lovely to be here with you. I'm your guidess, Heather Dressel, and today I am flying solo and sharing another simple yet potent practice to help you let go of unwanted and stagnant energy so that you can hear her, the whisper of your intuition, and connect on a deeper level with your intuitive and divine connections. If you've been following along this season, you know we've been talking a lot about letting go and releasing unwanted energy. As a highly sensitive empath that tends to hold it all, the energy of release has been really an essential part of my journey. I have said it before, and I will keep saying it. Everything is energy. Everything. Emotion is energy in motion. When we don't allow ourselves to feel our emotions and move them through our body, they get stuck. They get stuck in our bodies, right? They cozy up to our cells and our tissues, that energy, right? It eventually causes discomfort and then sometimes dis-ease, disease, which is a huge part of my story. In 2017, when I finally decided that I'd had enough. I hated where we'd been living for the last 12 years. And, well, the first few years were great. And then after that, it was not great. I didn't love it. I really, truly felt like the energy of where we lived was slowly killing me. And although it wasn't ideal timing, I convinced my husband and we put our house on the market. By the grace of Goddess, we sold it. And then came a big-ass curveball. The day before our closing, I had an appointment scheduled with my integrative physician, which honestly, I wasn't even going to go to. But a sign in the way of a cardinal flying directly in front of my windshield came from my mama in the spirit realm, and I kept the appointment. Thank Goddess. Very long story short, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. just a few days after moving in with my in-laws while we were looking for a new home. I ended up having a total thyroidectomy, lost a couple of lymph nodes, and have been in remission since. I am deeply, deeply grateful to be here today. And maybe I'll share the entire story, because what a story it is, on another episode. But today I'm going to leave that part of the story there. I can't tell you how much energy I was taking in and holding on to from living where we did, from being around the people that we were around, not to mention the energy that I had taken in before that and held on to, and the energy I'd taken on before that and held on to, like pretty much my entire life, okay? From the time I realized that I could people please, that I had this gift or this ability to manipulate others' emotions or shapeshift to transform the energy around me, most of the time at my own expense, I kicked ass at it. Like, I mean, I had it down. Smile, nod, say, I'm fine, when really like falling to pieces and just sweeping it under the proverbial carpet, aka my body. I wasn't speaking my truth. I was saying yes to everything and everyone except myself and what I really needed. I was overextending, overdoing, overeating, and eventually the rug started to rise and I couldn't stand on it anymore. I couldn't hold it anymore. Although my body tried, she tried so many times to tell me to slow down, to let go. I just didn't listen. I would just get annoyed with my body, and over the years went to war with her because she was the problem, right? Not me. She couldn't keep up, so I just dragged her along. She spoke to me in excess weight, rashes, candida overgrowth, depression, anxiety, gut issues, fainting spells, chronic illness, and every once in a while, a little soft whisper that I could barely make out because there was no space. I wasn't putting myself in the equation. I was just trying to fit into everyone else's equations. Intuition tried. She really did. She tried, but didn't have a chance, right? The world around me was too loud, too chaotic. I was plugged into that. I was plugged into that ever-doing, ever-going frequency. I was living in constant overwhelm and constant chaos, never giving myself grace or space to process anything, really. Finally, my body screamed. She screamed with cancer, and I had no choice but to listen. I had no choice but to slow down. After that experience, I knew something had to shift. And listen, like I've said this before too, but I'll say it a million more times. I do this work because I need this work. I am still learning how to lean into feeling, like really feeling my emotions, to moving them through my body. And it's something that I am devoting myself to every day. I have the gift of life. So as I started studying and learning more about energy medicine, and the rise of the sacred feminine, I realized two things. I was holding energy by not allowing my emotions to fully come through, or having a practice to help them move through my body, and I needed to slow the fuck down and start listening to my body and making space to hear my intuition and stop worrying so much about fitting in and listening to all of the outside noise. If you're feeling this, if you have a similar story, I see you. And I'm holding you exactly where you are. You are not alone. We are the products of an unbalanced society. We are the products of the patriarch. We've been conditioned to think that feeling our emotions is wrong, that we need to constantly push through, suck it up, and move on. I'm here to tell you that we must slow down, that we must feel our emotions, that we must allow space to process and move the energy through us. This is how we raise consciousness, not just for ourselves, but for the world, right? Healing starts within. So when you feel helpless with what is going on in this crazy, chaotic world, just remember, by healing yourself, by feeling your emotions, you're raising the frequency and the consciousness of the whole world. One day, one beautiful autumn day, a few years ago, I was in Luna Garden, exhausted, at the end of my rope for the millionth time, okay, as a mama, and maybe you can relate, for the millionth time as a mama that lost herself in all the things for everybody else. I sat quietly on my meditation rock near my favorite sugar maple, and I asked Goddess, what do I need? What do I need? And so clearly I heard, release. Slow down and release. You have to let go, child. You cannot continue to hold it all. I've been tuning into the frequency and the energy of release ever since, playing and exploring with loosening my grip, letting go, and surrendering. And I've learned so much. And the most important thing that I learned is that it doesn't have to be difficult to let go and release, and it doesn't have to take a ton of time. Yes, if you are dealing with really deep trauma, then that can be difficult, and you do need to find the therapy that is going to work for you, whether that's behavioral therapy, talk therapy, somatic therapy. There are so many incredible practitioners, therapists, and healers out there that can help you in releasing and letting go of trauma. There are also so many things that we do already in our day that we can weave this energy of release into, right? To just give us extra release and extra letting go and surrender, because everything is energy, right? So we're picking up all the things. So today, I'm going to share one of my favorites. It's so flippin' simple, so flippin' simple, and you probably already do it. If emotion is energy in motion, then intentionally moving your body to intentionally release energy is essential. So the next time that you take a walk or go for a run out in nature, I invite you to set the intention to release unwanted energy that's not serving your highest good with every step you take, meaning every single time your foot touches the ground, graces Mama Gaia, you are giving her the gift of the energy you do not need. And you just set that one intention. You don't have to say something with every step. So once you're setting the intention, right, you can say this aloud, or if you're with someone and you feel weird saying it out loud, just say it in your head. So here's the invitation for the next time that you take a walk or a run. Before you begin, pause. This is like seconds. This is only going to take you seconds. Feel your feet on the ground. Take a nice deep breath or two or three. Place your hands over your heart and then say aloud or in your head, my intention is to let go of the energy I no longer need with every step I take. I give it as a gift to the earth. Now, intention is the key. Intention is the key to unlock the magic. So with your intention set, you just go and enjoy your walk or your run. Be as present as you can be. And when you find yourself stuck in your head, remember that each time your foot touches the ground, you're letting something go. And you can name it, but you don't have to. And here's where you surrender and trust that by setting your intention, that the rest is taken care of, right? Like I said before, knowing that this is an offering, a gift to the earth, to Mama Gaia. She will take what you don't need, even if you don't know what that is, no matter how icky or nasty of an energy it is, and turn it into something beautiful. Maybe the flower you see on the next walk or run that you take. Before we leave today, I would love to share a short walking meditation that you can listen to at the beginning of your next walk or run. It will help you to set your intention and begin with gratitude and grace from a place of presence. And then when it's over, you can put on your favorite jams and enjoy the rest of your time in nature, moving your body and releasing unwanted energy. Okay, my loves, journey time. Thank you for allowing me to join you on your walk or run today. Before you get started with your movement, let's just pause. Let's pause together and feel your feet on the ground and allow yourself to breathe, taking the air in and letting it go. Just bringing awareness to your body and how you're feeling right now. And as you breathe, you may want to stretch anything that's feeling a little bit tight. Maybe roll your neck a few times. You might want to kick your leg back and hold your foot. Stretch your legs a little bit. Whatever feels good for you in this moment to just allow yourself to loosen and open up your body. And when you're complete, I invite you to go back to feeling your feet on the ground. And together, we're going to set an intention. If you feel called, you can place your hands on your heart, or they can just be at your sides. You can say something of your own out loud or just listen along with me. I am so grateful for my beautiful body and that I have the privilege to go take this beautiful walk or beautiful run and have this time to myself, this space to move my body and allow energy to move through me. And I set the intention that every single time my foot touches the ground, that I am releasing unwanted stagnant energy, energy that I have been holding on to. And at this point, if there's something specific that you want to let go of on this walk, on this run, you can name that and claim it right now. Say it out loud, say it in your head, feel it in your body. Beautiful. And when you're ready, let's get started. Get started with your walk, get started with your run, allowing yourself to be here with my voice in this present moment, noticing what's around you, breathing in the air, showing gratitude for the day, for this life, for the fact that you're able to move your body. and remembering that every single time your feet touch the ground, you are letting go of something you don't want to carry. And as you walk or as you run, things may start to come up. Specific things that you're like, oh yeah, I do not want to hold on to that. I want to let that go. And if that happens, say it in your head or out loud. Whisper it on the wind. That will supercharge the powers of release. And each time your foot hits the ground, and each time that energy that you're releasing comes through your foot, it goes into the earth, and it is a gift to Great Mother, to Mama Gaia. And regardless of how nasty that energy feels or gross it may be to you, just know this is a beautiful offering. This is a beautiful gift that she will turn into something absolutely magical. And I invite you, as you walk, if you notice that your thoughts are reeling and you're starting to think about what you have to do after you're finished, or if you're thinking about something that happened before, come back to your breath. Come back to the sound of your feet on the pavement. Come back to the sound of nature around you. Tune into your senses as you're moving your body. Let's start with sight. What can you take in? What beauty is around you? What do you notice? There might be a specific color that's standing out to you. You may be drawn to a specific animal. You may watch the wind moving through the leaves and the trees. Just notice, just become aware of what is around you while you're moving your body. And now we're going to go into our beautiful sense of hearing. What do you hear around you? Maybe you hear other people talking. Maybe you hear other people running or walking. Just take a moment to listen. Maybe you hear birds singing or the breeze whipping through the trees. Or maybe in this moment there is a message. Spirit is nudging me. Maybe there is a message for you to hear. So just be quiet for a moment as you walk and listen. Is there a message from Spirit? Is there a message from your intuition in this moment? It can be about release, it can be about anything. Remembering to breathe. And now let's tune in to the sense of feeling. What are you feeling? Every time your foot hits the ground, knowing that you're releasing energy that's blocking you from your highest good, energy that you don't need to carry anymore. What does that feel like? Can you imagine yourself feeling lighter with every single step you take? What does your body feel like as you move? Are there specific parts of the body that you're feeling? Tune into those places and spaces. Maybe there are things that are stuck there that are meant to be released on this walk. Allow yourself to breathe into that area to help you release from that place. So if you're feeling extra tension in your right shoulder, just imagine as you take the breath in, you're taking in healing air to that space, breaking up the tension, and with your breath, exhaling. If you're a visual person, you may even see what you're releasing with your breath. Beautiful. Now let's tune in to the sense of taste. What are you tasting?
Are you tasting the fresh air? Sometimes there's really pungent smells outside that you almost feel like you're tasting. Maybe it's your breakfast from this morning. And as you continue to move your body and release the energy that is no longer serving your highest good, I invite you to come back to your surroundings and just notice. Just notice what's around you. And now I invite you to turn on your favorite jams and enjoy the rest of this release walk. Blessings, dear one. So much gratitude for your presence here today, dear one. I know your time is precious, and I am truly honored that you chose to spend it with me. If you want to take a deeper dive into your healing journey, click the Ways to Work with Me link in the show notes below. I would love to hear about your experience today and hold space for whatever came up. Email me, divinelysensitive@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram @divinelysensitive and send me a DM. My dearest listeners, if you're enjoying the Hear Her podcast, I invite you to take a moment to write a review, click those stars, and give us a rating. Share your favorite episode and subscribe so you don't miss any of the magic. Until next time, wrapping you in a warm, healing hug. Blessings.